Women on the Line, produced at 3CR, acknowledges the people of the Kulin Nations, true owners, caretakers, and custodians of the lands from which we broadcast. We pay respect to elders past and present of the Kulin Nation, and we recognise their unceded sovereignty. Welcome to another episode of Women on the Line, a radical, intersectional current affairs program that makes space for the voices of women and gender diverse peoples. We are produced by women and gender non-conforming peoples at 3CR Community Radio in Naarm, Melbourne, and we broadcast across the continent on the Community Radio Network. I'm your host for today, Scheherazade Bloul. As I record this show, Gazans are celebrating the announcement of the first phase of the ceasefire, announced on Thursday morning, October 9. It marks 2 years since the 7th of October, 2023, 2 years of genocide, 2 years of starvation policies, the targeting of children, of women, of men, brothers and sisters, aunties and uncles, grandparents. Of all civilian and cultural infrastructure, of hospitals, of universities, of schools, of people who work to maintain that infrastructure, of farms, farmers, the journalists and the storytellers. 17 years of siege, 78 years of the Nakba. And in this episode, we honour Palestine's Shuhada. On October 7, 2025, a few days ago, the Palestinian community in Victoria gathered to mourn and honour those killed by Israel and to speak truth against silence and erasure. And today we'll take you to that vigil, to the commemoration in honour of Gaza and in honour of Palestine. We'll hear from the women who hold that grief and resistance in their voices. We'll hear from Carmela, who speaks of the pain and enduring dignity of a community who's carried loss across generations. And we'll hear from Noor, who's written an offering of love and remembrance for Gaza, a tribute for its martyrs. You'll also hear throughout the show names read aloud by members of the Palestinian community, naming the children who were killed. Their names are not just numbers, and each name represents a story, a future and a family line erased by the horrors of genocide, but never forgotten. This episode is dedicated to their memory, to the families who continue to live with unthinkable loss, and to the enduring spirit of Gaza, Palestine and her people. So first we'll hear from Carmela.
Salaam alaikum. I don't know what's left to say. Today marks 2 years since the intensified genocide. But for Palestinians, the horror is not new. It's inherited. I stand with you as a Palestinian, my family and I, survivors of two Israeli massacres. First in 82, when 23 of our family members were murdered in one single airstrike. And again, a couple of years later upon our return to Lebanon. But this goes on and on, year after year. Most recently in 2023, we lost our dear Nahida and Samar Antoun, shot by a sniper on the grounds of the Holy Family Catholic Church in the north of Gaza, a so-called protected place of worship. A place that should have been sacred. Even the Pope's words could not stir the world to protect the Christian minority. Their blood soaked the soil of a sanctuary and the world looked away. Our story is but one of millions. We are a people permanently displaced, standing now on unceded Aboriginal land, knowing colonialism is not uniquely felt by Palestinians. It's a global system, one that steals land, erases history, and brutalizes Indigenous people. But we survive, we fight, not only for our existence, but for those who can no longer fight for themselves. The Nakba never ended. For 2 years, Gaza has endured bombs, siege, starvation, psychological and chemical warfare, all in plain sight. While with the complicity of the world powers. As we all know, this violence did not start in 2023. So to understand our present, we must return to the 1800s when Zionism was born. 1948, the year of the Nakba, nearly a million Palestinians, including my grandparents and some of yours, were violently expelled. Since then, we've faced village burnings, massacres, land theft, children as young as 10, even younger, imprisoned without trial. This is not just an assault on Palestinians. It is an assault on the sacred history of our holy land and the collective liberation and humanity of the world. Palestine is the birthplace of our dear prophets, a land where Muslims, Christians, and Jews lived side by side. Its churches predate empires. Its mosques echo ancient prayer. Today, Gaza's faithful pray in shattered sanctuaries, their devotion unshaken while the world tries to tear them apart. The settler colonial project seeks to erase Palestinians and the sacred interconnectedness of our land. The state of Israel enforces apartheid and open genocide in Gaza, backed by one of the world's most militarized and the most morally bankrupt nations. In just 2 years, hundreds of thousands have been killed. The latest reports reveal approximately 680,000. Including 380,000 children under 5. But they were not just numbers. They were scientists, engineers, parents, poets, teachers, farmers, children clutching toys, elders holding prayer beads, doctors treating patients in tents under fire, journalists exposing the truth, students earning PhDs in tents under heavy bombardment, and babies, too many babies, who never got to speak their first word or learn to crawl. Still, we survive, we create, teach, sing, build, and love. And yes, we continue to have children, not out of cruelty, but out of hope for continuation of lineage. How else do we fight complete extinction? We hold on to hope that one day our children and grandchildren can live and thrive in a liberated Palestine, and they will carry our stories, our culture, our heritage forward into a better tomorrow. We resist not just death, but erasure. But how can you erase a people so glorious and a land so sacred? A land where the Adhan rings through the ancient olive groves, where jasmine blooms defiantly from stone, where tea is shared with strangers and love and prayer echo through generations. Palestine is not just a land of sabr, patience. It is a land of peace, a place where Muslims, Christians, and Jews once lived in relative reverence and connection. A land whose soil remembers harmony, even as it is soaked in grief. To erase Palestine is to erase the possibility of peace itself. We're not going to let that happen. Palestine is not just grief, it's hope, love, that outlives siege, depth that defies culture, defies erasure, beauty carved into every olive branch and prayer, a land of prophets, poetry, invention, where resistance is not just survival, it's art, legacy, and it's life. So when foreign governments offer recognition, we say, we already exist. We want justice, not charity. Liberation, not resolutions. The right of return. Reparations, an end to the occupation, apartheid, siege, and genocide. No more breadcrumbs. To the world, do not claim to stand with Palestine while funding our killers. Don't mourn our martyrs while hosting and shaking hands with their murderers. Don't speak of peace while silencing our voices. To our shuhada, our martyrs, we see you. We honor you. You are not taken in vain. Until the last checkpoint falls, until every refugee returns home, until Gaza's sky is free, we will not stop grieving, speaking, resisting, or hoping. To our brothers and sisters in Gaza, you are the moral compass of the world. We thank you. We owe you for exposing the truth and creating a global awakening. We carry your names, your cries, your courage, and we will not look away. And one day, inshallah, Rajayin, we will return together. We'll dance our dabki and hefa, sit beneath the olive trees of Nablus, walk the shores of Yafa, sing in Ramallah, gather in Gaza, plant figs in Jenin, pray in Jerusalem, hearts full and feet firm on sacred ground. We'll unlock the doors of our grandparents' homes with the keys kissed by our tears, passed from hand to hand, from generation to generation, never forgotten. We will rest in the Jnani, the garden of memory, and drink tea with our neighbours, just as we did before the bombs, before the borders, and before the betrayal. Because the truth is not buried. It is rooted deep, like our olive trees that defy bulldozers and bloom through the rubble. And no matter how many walls they build and how many lies they tell, and how many lives they steal and how much they pay to dirty us, we will remain. Our truth is alive. Our land is sacred and Palestine is here to stay. Wallahi Rajayin. Free Palestine.
And that was Camila.
Ahmed Al-Saudi, Muhammad Waleed Nimr Salihia, Ahmed Muhammad Hassan Abu Anza, Nail Atif Sa'il Al-Zamini, Hadil Adli Hussein Al-Barib, منذر محمد خليل الغلبان عصام محمد جمعة حجاج محمد منصور حلمي بصل وفاء محمد مصطفى أبو حجر رنا حافظ فهمي أبو شعبان خالد حسن موسى جاد الله صلاح الدين حسن موسى جاد الله يعقوب أنور محمود أبو كمين يحيى مصطفى عطا غباين حنين أنور مصباح عبد الغفور ردينا ناصر سعيد أبو عودة نائل كامل عودة قضيح أكرم هاني سعيد صلاح محمود هشام محمود الغلبان يحيى أسامة عبد المالك أبو الجبين حسان ناصر عواد الشرافي ناجي عبد الشافي ناجي عطاء الله أدهم فايز فتحي جحا مصطفى ناهض محمد كتكت محمود إسماعيل حلم النجار شروق جهاد سلام العماوي إسماعيل عطاء الله إسماعيل عزام عماد إبراهيم محمود أبو ترتيد
أكرم across these stolen lands now called Australia, you have been listening to Women on the Line, highlighting a range of gender non-conforming and women voices broadcast on the Community Radio Network. And we end this show with a tribute to Gaza from Noor Salman, followed by a reading of some of the children martyred in Gaza.
Pay my respect to the elders past and present, paying my respect to the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung people of the Kulin Nation, and acknowledging that their land was never ceded, just like our land was never ceded. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land, always was and always will be Palestinian land. Perhaps there are no more words to say. Perhaps 24 months of genocide should make the world stand still. To ponder on humanity and how we've sold ourselves to the empire of militarization, the very same systems whose sole purpose is to reap benefits off the blood of Palestinian, Sudanese, West Papuan, and Congolese bodies. Perhaps the images of the corpses that haunt my mind every single day may one day dissipate, and instead images of freedom and liberation flood the very crevices of my psyche. Perhaps all the children of Palestine will live to tell tales of what childhood should be like, of best friends and soccer matches and birthday parties and school shenanigans, instead of hoping to die because the Zionist entity stripped them of any semblance of what childhood ought to be. Perhaps the over 10,000 Palestinian hostages, including hundreds of child hostages, are liberated from Israeli torture camps. Perhaps the 2,700 Palestinian families wiped off the civil registry in Gaza can forgive us. And perhaps, just perhaps, the death and destruction stops so we can rebuild again. And we will rebuild again. For they cannot destroy us. They cannot silence us. They cannot intimidate us. No matter how barbaric they get, we rise up. No matter their cruelty, we rise up. No matter the subjugation, we rise up. The Zionist entity is nearing its end, and we will be a liberated people, reunited with our loved ones, our lands, and our spirit. Today marks a day where indigenous Palestinians were able to reach their lands that they were violently dispossessed from 77 years ago. This is a day where Palestinians in Gaza got to see walls of colonial occupation broken down. This is a day that changed us all. This is a day marking the beginning of the end of the Zionist entity. This is a day where fear crumbled in the wake of freedom. This is a day where Palestinians knew it would be a long and arduous journey, but that we are almost there. This is a day where we have every right to grieve, every right to grieve, to mourn, to love. This is a day for us, and we will not be told by any colonizer how we ought to have decent human behavior. To Anthony Albanese, it is the Palestinian people collectively that continue to teach you what decent human behavior is, what life is. They continue to teach you what decent human behavior is, what life is and ought to be, what resistance against injustice should be. Enough with your cowardice, enough with your complicity. Sanction Israel and two-way arms trade. Expel the Israeli ambassador. That, Prime Minister, is what decent human behavior ought to be. To our beloved martyrs, to our beloved martyrs watching over us in the heavens, We have not forgotten you. We continue this path because of you. I see you in the birds and the trees. I see you in the crevices of giving hands, in the wrinkles of our elders and the zest of our young. I see you in our laughter and our tears, in our heartache and anguish, but also in our joy. It is because of you that we continue to rise up, despite all the chains and systems put in place to eliminate us. We rise up for you and because of you. Glory to our martyrs, glory to the resistance, and glory to the most cherished of all, the motherland of beginnings, the motherland of all ends. Glory to Palestine.
And that was Noor Salman.
نغم حاتم ربح المدهون ثريا خالد عبد الرحيم سكيك ياسر عرفات خالد البهتيني علاء فؤاد إبراهيم أقديح وليد محمود دياب شويدح هبة صالح محمد البطش هيا عمر عبد محمد اللدعة أسراء عدنان محمد أبو الكاس عطا ميسرة عطا حسان ياسر نشأت شكري أبو عميرة يوسف جمال شعبان كرت أحمد إبراهيم فراج أبو شريعة نعمة رأفة رفيق حبيب مرفت محمد عصام اللولو مرام صلاح نعيم صالح حمزة محمد عبد الحميد عاشور كمال محمود كمال السرحي جنات مصطفى صائب أبو بنات آدم مجدي جابر الدحدوح جويل عطاء الله إبراهيم العمش أسود محمد أوس محمد حسين العطل سند ياسين مصطفى الزيناتي شام محمد صالح الصوالحة غزل محمود سعيد الحداد أسامة أسعد محمد تايه سارة محمود فايز أهل أيلا عدي عبد الجواد أبو راس جوري عايد إسماعيل النجار مؤمن أحمد محفوظ صالح رفيف وائل حسن الكحلوت رهف وائل حسن الكحلوت أمال شادي طلال عبيد سندس محمد صبحي سمارة صابر جبر سلمان الحسنات ياسين خليل جواد أبو بنات وطن محمد عبد الرحيم المدهون أنس عبد العزيز محمد ظاهر سراج الدين منير بركات شغف محمود سمير أبو الهوى سميرة زياد عبد القادر السميري مؤيد محمد مسعود عاشور ناية عبد الفتاح صبحي أبو رضوان هاني محمد هاني العفيفي محمد مصطفى محمد أبو نصر محمد مصطفى خليل طموس أركان فادي محمد العقاد ميان يحيى يوسف الأصل جهاد محمد رأفة الدعليس محمد حسن زياد أبو شمالة مريم ثائر منذر الحنفي جودي أحمد أكرم العرقان سراء سمير زياد أبو حسن ملك مراد عماد براش خالد حسن محمود أبو بكرة هشام عطوه غانم المعني براء عيد محمد أبو الليالي أنس سالم عبد الله أبو مخدة حسن محمد رسلان سكر وفاء عماد الدين سعيد زاهر أحمد أيمن فهمي المدهون سندس رياض عبد القادر عابد بلال محمد أحمد حلاوة وفاء كامل محمد فرج الله خليل يوسف خليل أبو سقر صالح ناهد كمال الأشرم رندا رمزي صالح دخان جمال عادل محمود النجمي محمد سمير محمود عبد الغفور محمود محمد محمد أبو مسعود سهى محمد محمد بدر وليد رائد عبد المعطي العجرمي وليد عماد محمد دبيك مطر نعيم رائد أكرم المصري جودة أحمد عبد عوض عمر حسن عبد المجيد المبحوح عماد الدين محمد شهادة العمسي علاء زياد إبراهيم النابهين ألاء ماهر عبد الكريم وهبة مصعب أحمد عبد القادر زعقوت فاطمة معين محمود عياش محمد هشام أحمد المغاري سلامة خالد سلامة شراب عبد الرحمن جمال عبد الكريم الغفري محمد توفيق يوسف أبو وردة ناهد عيد لباد أبو صهيبان أحمد إبراهيم عوض أبو دقة علي يوسف علي صبح ضياء حماد أحمد برهوم إبراهيم سامي إبراهيم عابدين مصطفى منير عطاء أبو العطاء محمد ناهد مصباح حبوش مهند أحمد نمر موسى سحر إبراهيم محمد صالح ضياء أحمد أسعد النازور ياسين عادل موسى زنور أحمد طلعت علي برهوم عمار إسلام عمر حرب George Darwish Hamid Abu Khatla, Watin Abdul Rahman Hamdi Dahir, Wissam Naeem Abu Anza, Naeem Wissam Naeem Abu Anza, Hanan Muhammad Abdul Hakim Asfour, Usaid Hussein Muhammad Abu Hamad, Muhammad Hussein Muhammad Abu Hamad, Misk Ahmed Naif Zarabi, Rakan Mu'min Musa Rabia, Janna Hisham Muhammad Hamouda, Hussein Nail Abdul Karim Al Aqab, Abdullah Salman Awad Al Barim, Bilal Muhammad Kamal Hamdan, Elena Muhammad Nabil Mukhaymer, Muad Hani Muhammad Al Aidi, Yusuf Fadi Ibrahim Al Hazki, Yasin Abdul Rahim Aish Darwish, Habiba Muhammad Jamil Al Khidr, Yahya Jawad Muhammad Al Labban, Usama Muhammad Adib Salim, Masa Jalal Mu'in Al Harkali, Salma Ibrahim Basim Shaban, Hamza Hazim Farouk Al Hassanain, منال محمد مؤمن ماجد أبو العوف فرح حسام عبد الكريم حنون نور أحمد شعبان حلاسة سعد سعاد محمد فلاح العرعير صبحي حمدان صبحي حسونة مؤمن عصام حسين صالحة كريم أحمد إسماعيل أبو ثريا كرم أحمد إسماعيل أبو ثريا سلمى عمر عبد الله نصار علاء أسامة محمد روبي محمود عرفات عوض مقداد حمزة مدحت فلاح حسونة زين هشام بسام الفراب أمير شعبان سعيد سلمى قمر عمر ميس حسان
and a reading of The Children Martyred in Gaza. That's all we have time for today. We'd love to hear any comments or thoughts you might have about the program, so please send us an email to womenontheline@gmail.com or give us a call at 3CR on 03 9419 8377. You can also find us on Instagram and Twitter. Women on the Line is a national feminist current affairs program. It's produced and presented by a range of women and gender non-conforming broadcasters from 3CR in Naarm, Melbourne, and broadcast across the continent on the Community Radio Network. We have funding support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. All our shows can be downloaded from 3cr.org.au/womenontheline. You can also listen back on your favourite podcasting app. I'm Scheherazade Bloul, and tune in again next week for more Women on the Line content.